Section 22, Quality Theme in 3 Slides. Section 22, Lesson 171. Quality is a major topic for every project and for every business as usual environment too. The approach to quality is different in projects to business as usual because projects deal in one-off actions and business as usual normally deals in repetition. Sync. Key messages here are 1. Understand that in P2A, scope is the products and features. It's a number or volume thing. The quality aspect is their refinement, fitness for purpose, and conformance to specification. Perhaps it's a feel thing. 2. P2A says a quality failing is when something is delivered that doesn't match its specification. But it isn't a failing when we modify the specification to be less demanding. Equally, it's not a quality failing to descope. Instead, it's the main technique for protecting delivery dates. 3. Agile flexes scope and targets variable quality attribute levels specifically to meet deadlines. 4. Customer quality expectations must be distilled to acceptance criteria or quality criteria, and the acceptance criteria met for all the items of scope that are actually delivered. It's okay to leave stuff out. It isn't okay to do stuff badly. And last, 5, the definition of done is an holistic expression of acceptance that covers topics such as the product is usable, operations staff are trained, maintenance is enabled to keep it running, perhaps also the customer is educated. Some caveats. The P2A manual uses quality control and quality assurance as phrases without regard to and in contradiction to widely known definitions published and used elsewhere. If you know any widely used definitions, P2A won't be consistent with following them. On page 94, the P2A manual says, quote, although this is not a significant quote for the exam perhaps, a waterfall approach would typically see activities such as quality checking and testing take place after a product has been built. We must recognise that this is therefore the basis on which the syllabus and the exam questions have to be constructed and answered. It may be the case that some organisations approach quality activities this way, but that does not make it a factor of waterfall development any more than one left-handed killer makes all left-handed people morally corrupt. The use of continuous in-process quality control has been well understood in every industry and every development approach for decades. The writings of Taguchi, Deming, Schuer, Crosby, Duran and many others, particularly Taguchi and Toyota Production System, often referred to as Lean, and an inspiration for much of Agile, has said for very many years, quality is built in, not bolted on. I.e. you do it as you go. Section 22, Lesson 172. General Agile's IT heritage often makes the treatment of quality something software specific. Perhaps not all the ideas travel to other industries. For example, refactoring is the idea of adding design to code after the first few revisions start to show what are the important parts of the software architecture. Refactoring says re-engineer the code internally anytime it helps, provided the external function and interfaces remain unchanged. It relies on having available automated tests that confirm function and fit are unaltered. The concept can, in some circumstances, translate to physical products, but has more limitations. It always works in other intellectual design-based disciplines if we have the testing regimes. Sync. The idea of defining tests that demonstrates meeting the acceptance criteria before creating the product should always translate. It is called test-driven development. Start by knowing what the final test will be. Planning Extreme Programming by Beck and Fowler is good guidance whether you're in software or not. Don't be put off by the title if you're in non-software fields. They point out that the smart way to do any project's requirements is to start with the required terminal test. Test-driven development matches the 3 end sections of the product description A17. Quality tests and quality methods and personnel skills. There should be a product description behind every item in the product breakdown structure, or to switch to Agile's vocabulary, the definition of Dun's content should be relevant to every backlog item. A broader, better philosophy is Dan North's behaviour-driven development, where the tests now are of how the business behaves rather than what the project products do. You should check out his website, more focus on BDD, behaviour-driven development, in a few lectures' time. Sync. Changing tack, I'm horrified, but you need to know for exam purposes that P2A says waterfall test products after they are built. Quote, unquote. That's the absolute opposite to my whole experience. Plainly stupid. It would be completely wrong. But anyway, that is what the Prince 2 Agile manual asserts. So a possible exam answer. P2A says Agile specifically takes a test-as-you-go approach, including, quote, test first. Test first really means prepare your tests in advance and apply each as soon as possible. Sync. What we test against is the definition of done. The definition of done is generally accepted in Agile to evolve both in completeness as the team understanding grows and in maturity as capability builds through successive sprints. The definition of done is the answer to what is everything needed from the development team to fully close their commitment. It's broader than just product built, so includes, for example, that maintenance training and operational needs are all met too. I have summarised it throughout my career as that which, when done, means the client happily settles the bill, or also, if we end in court, there will be no argument that we did what we should have done. Sync. The evolution of where are we going and thus what must we produce means that the focus of quality in Agile tends to be low down in Prince's quality roadmap. The top of the roadmap presumes targets are clearly defined in advance. Not necessarily true in Agile. Prince specifies the quality management strategy, A22, during the initiation stage. Agile teams are more likely to evolve any expression of quality management strategy than try to write one at the start when little is known. Stepping onto the real-world path for a moment, mature organisations should have a mostly applicable standard quality strategy for projects, and other departments should also for their products, as should your reputable suppliers. Projects should not be reinventing the whole wheel each time. Equally, they must recognise Canevin's guidance about when existing practice, in novel circumstances, are a short tumble from an illusion of control into chaos. Prince's early consideration of quality is so that resource needs and hence impact on costs and dates can be included into the business case and the resource demands. Fine if scope is fixed, and then deadline and or resources is the variable and depends on knowing quality targets and quality approach. If date is fixed, then scope and quality necessarily become the variables. We're back to cost as an independent variable, which is a counterintuitive way of saying cost is fixed. Cost is fixed in software if team is stable and date is cast in concrete, because there are no other costs. Not so true in any project with physical products made from raw materials in addition to staff time. Here there is also the cost of scrap. So we need to get the quality right.
Section 22, Lesson 173.
P2A allows for very informal use of product descriptions, A17. That does not stop formality when wanted and needed. Product descriptions will most likely appear first as epics and user stories that evolve their detailed requirements and acceptance or quality criteria, tolerances and quality checking method during development. Sync. At project level, the project product description, A21, is the expression of the project outcome or vision. Its major decomposition is the project epics that together deliver a behaviourally driven development business outcome. Our outcome delivery courses are all about the tools, techniques and behaviours of delivering behaviours. Yep, that's behaviours that deliver behaviours. The vision or outcome needs customer quality expectation, acceptance criteria, and project quality tolerances defined. Sync. In the software world, knowing the tools that are to be used for testing, for build, and for configuration management means that there is an emphasis on quality planning in the how do we do it sense. How to control quality needs to be accompanied by what quality criteria to achieve. Prince's product descriptions, A17s, describe these factors in its headings quality criteria, tolerance and testing method, and suitable personnel. So the quality management strategy says how will we focus on, and the product description says what will we focus on. Agile needs here are met by the acceptance tests, for example, on the obverse of an extreme programming's card that takes the user story on one side as a role I want to function so that value and makes explicit on the other side the tests, the TDD, test-driven development idea. The definition of done is the holistic check that all acceptance criteria are as needed by all stakeholders. Sync. The customer subject matter expert, CSME in P2A words, or product owner in Scrum vocabulary, must also make clear to those they represent that the business has the inescapable duty to drive acceptance demonstrations and make acceptance decisions.
Section 22, Lesson 174.
Agile's roots are in software, and terms like technical debt are extremely geeky, even in software circles. Technical debt is the work created by building something poorly to start with, pending later refinement. As Ward Cunningham pointed out when he coined the phrase, it's the consequences of trading off between quick and dirty and right but slow. It increases total cost of acquisition and ownership. When we are early on, we often lack the basis for good decisions. An example in this course is those lectures where the sound quality is below what I aspire to produce. In September 2015, there was a technical debt of content to be re-recorded because I didn't have the workflow to create excellence straight off. As my retrospectives identified improved process, so the backlog or refactoring grew. My technical debt got larger. Sync. In refinement, or refactoring as Martin Fowler points out, we often don't know the best architecture till we have done enough tweaks and amendments to see where the difficult problems emerge. These are the consequences of early choices whose alternatives had nothing to recommend them one way or another at the time, or whose subtleties were invisible to our untuned eye. These poor choices are unavoidable but incur cost of remedy and interest costs. To illustrate interest costs, imagine this. This week I moved a misplaced lecture. The refactoring cost was moving the lecture. The interest cost of that debt work was 20 times the work if I had not misplaced it originally, because all my control records, cross-references and many produced artifacts all had to be updated. Waterfall developments suffer huge technical debt interest charges when they encounter required change. As another example, imagine a car journey on a Saturday morning with a choice of route into your local city. Only after you pick a route do you discover that today one road has become a new street market, some traffic lights are out causing jams at a crossroad. If you had known in advance, you'd have taken the other route. Technical debt includes the interest costs, which are the cost of retracing your steps back to a point where you can switch route, and then the new cost of taking the other route. Refactoring is the work to take the alternate route and retest that you're headed towards your required destination. Sync. I think we've covered almost all the other points. Let's refresh our memories and fill gaps. The definition of ready is a user story that meets the invest test, or at least a subset. Do you recall invest? Perhaps hit pause before I tell you. They are I for independent, also N negotiable, V valuable, E estimatable, and S small, and T testable. The glossary says these are the criteria that determine if a piece of work is eligible to be selected for inclusion in an upcoming timebox's backlog. Sync. The glossary gives us the definition of done as criteria used to determine that work is complete. Something is either done or not done. Earned value calls this the 0 to 100% rule. And we discuss that 100% done is a holistic view that includes every relevant stakeholder's needs earlier. Sync. TDD, or test-driven development, is the software approach of defining tests that build code that satisfies the test. It's one of many techniques or practices from Kent Beck and Martin Fowler's Planning Extreme Programming. As an aside, Beck and Fowler's Planning Extreme Programming is a book in my top 10. Whether you're a software professional or not is 99% irrelevant to the value of reading it. Sync. That brings us to behavior-driven development, BDD, which is the most interesting entry on the page for reality and for agile concepts in non-software worlds. It is but a minor footnote to the exam. BDD is outcome-driven testing, inspired by TDD, but at the business level rather than the software product level. The B for behavior is a synonym for tests that is expressing a business goal or need or outcome. BDD changes user stories from as a role, I want to, action, because value, and now our user story is given context, when event, then outcome. An example for a chef might be, given the dishes on the menu and the ingredients in the fridge, when the customer orders a dish from the menu, then I cook the meal and we revise the shopping list for restocking supplies and later receive the customer's payment. Two other terms not on the Axelos supplied slide here but in the P2A manual are verification and validation. Verification is the checking that something conforms to its specification, and validation is the checking that something does what is needed. The two are often distinguished as verification is thing done right and validation is the right thing is done. I think that's hard to internalize, so try it like this. Verification is proving the work was done correctly and validation is demonstration that the final result received is what was wanted. Another perspective that might help is management is following the rules and leadership is setting the right rules. So management is to verification as leadership is to validation. Or is that verification is to management as validation is to leadership? Writing the foregoing points down helps internalize. Next is a back at work skill builder for reality, and after that an exam analysis for personal CV and resume building. How does this work? As a qualified Prince2 Agile practitioner, I exercise Prince2 Agile techniques with skill so that during organisational salary reviews, I can remind my boss of the need to recognise the value I bring to the organisation.
Section 22, Lesson 176, Back at Work Skill Builder. Here is a Back at Work Skill Builder. Step one is to imagine the user story. As Chesterton's marketing manager, I want to commission an advertising poster so that our product and brand appreciation is increased. Step two is translate the user story to acceptance criteria and share with me and the discuss forum. Step three is then to take someone else's shared set of acceptance criteria for this user story and imagine executing work to meet the acceptance criteria in good faith. And how complete, unambiguous, and matched to invest are the acceptance criteria? Where are the loopholes, omissions, and ambiguities? How could you improve the user story or the acceptance criteria? And then lastly, can you generalize the improvements to be guidelines for creating great user stories and acceptance criteria that you will then ask your real teams back at work to follow? So, post and share your finalised guidelines for everybody. Section 22, Lesson 177, Exam Question Analysis.
Standard practice, pause and read and answer, then return. I'll share the Chief Examiner's rationale and then talk through some explanations. Welcome back. This question is one where we need to have read enough of the scenario to know brand you like are developing the logo.
The stem tells us we need a best answer, so we should prepare for four plausible and correct answers. We also need to note we are told the intro to the quality management strategy, A22, reinforces this specific objective. Here is the chief examiner's rationale. Welcome back. A. Plausible. It specifically says the team must focus on the level of quality, so it does match the stem. B. Plausible, but weak because brand you like will be concerned about reputation in their own quality management system. The project's quality management system should focus on receiving the results as needed. Recall Plain Prince 2 says a project's quality management system is an aggregate of all the stakeholders' QMS's quality management system, but that the customer's takes the dominant role where necessary, and that's unlikely to emphasise brand you like's needs. C. Like so many answers offered for questions wanting a best response, this is a true fact in isolation. Food hygiene standards are important, but are likely to be of fairly low relevance to the project's quality guidance for its branding team. They'll obviously need to be aware of them to express that as part of brand values, but it's not going to be central to producing the marketing materials. And D is also plausible, but we have already observed that often agile environments evolve the quality strategy rather than attempt to nail it all down in advance. Nor is this statement guidance to the team producing the specifics of a logo.
This is the end of Section 22's podcast on quality in agile contexts. Next, Section 23 is four AXLOS lessons and a refresher from our standard PRINCE course on the interface to agile teams from the PRINCE controlling a stage perspective. We also have an exam question analysis and, as an aside, relating to booking your exam, you're at the 80% mark, so maybe a retrospective of your own is called for, including have you booked an exam yet?